Вся миня манка деушта.
As we started with a track by Carlos Paredes called Balada de Coimbra, Coimbra Ballad. Hopefully you could notice that the playing of the Portuguese guitar from Coimbra and from Lisbon into the other more traditional fado was a bit different. And before we heard Fado do Estudante, Student Fado, by Luís Góis and his quintet. That's all for me. Hopefully you enjoyed this brief introduction to Fado. I plan on doing another show with more contemporary artists. And as I said, I plan on doing a full show only with Amália Rodrigues, because she had this amazing voice. It's one of the most beautiful voices of the 20th century and all time, in my opinion. So I do really want to showcase her at some point. That's all for now. This was Loja do Mestre André, showcasing the most traditional and well-known Portuguese music there is, Fado. I hope you enjoyed. See you next week.
Uma casa portuguesa fica bem, pão e vinho sobre a mesa. E se a porta humildemente bate alguém, senta-se à mesa com a gente. Fica bem esta franqueza, fica bem, que o povo nunca desmente. A alegria da pobreza está nesta grande riqueza de dar e ficar contente. Quatro paredes caiadas, um cheirinho alecrim, um cacho de uvas douradas, duas rosas. É das leis, mais o sol da primavera, uma promessa de beijos, dois braços à minha espera. É uma casa.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for joining me tonight. Hope you're having a great start to your week. With it being October, figured we'd get into the spooky season here. Got a lineup of Halloween-themed tracks to, well, scare you senseless tonight. So stay tuned. Starting off on our music macabre madness tonight, I have some misfits to come. But up first, Screamin' Jayhawking with I Put a Spell on You. Keep tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Right now.
Misfits, their song Halloween. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio, where I'm trying to play some spooky tunes, get us into the Halloween spirit. Coming up, I've got some Cramps on the way. Also, a track from, well, the father of darkness himself, Mr. Alice Cooper. But up next, The Who with Boris the Spider.
Just the way we are when we come down.
doesn't feel like Halloween till you start playing the Cramps. That was their song, Zombie Dance. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio, doing a Halloween special tonight with scary, spooky songs. I have a Lou Reed track on the way, also a classic track from the Hollies and the Dead Kennedys on deck. But up next, I've got a song from the composer Henry Mancini, well known for his songs and music that he did for music and TV in the 60s and 70s. Well, here's a song of his called Experiment in Terror. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Thank you. the silver spoon.
Town fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street, and some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and Tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween parade.
Halloween parade.
At the Halloween parade. next year at the Halloween parade.
Lou Reed there with Halloween Parade. You know, he doesn't even dress up for the holiday. He just goes out looking the way he does. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. I'm doing a Halloween special here tonight. The Music Macabre Madness. On the way, I have the Rolling Stones with a cover of a classic song from Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. I got some Creedence Clearwater on the way, but wouldn't be that spooky season if we didn't have a little touch of Donovan. Keep you tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Pick up every stitch.
Oh my, Mick Jagger, what big teeth you have. Rolling Stones there, doing a cover of the Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh song, Little Red Riding Hood. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio for my Macabre Music Madness Halloween special. Hope you're having a great night here. Still got a little more to come. I have a Rocky Erickson track on the way. Also got a classic song from the Sonics. But up next, a little bit more of a B-side from Master of Puppets. Here's Metallica with The Thing That Should Not Be.
Insanity. He wants it.
That's it for tonight, folks. To all the ghosts and ghouls who survived tonight's Joe's Garage Radio Macabre Music Madness Halloween special, thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week. Hope you have a good week here. And happy Halloween. Couldn't end things off without Bobby Borders Peckett and the Crypt Keekers with the iconic anthem of Halloween, the Monster Mash. Happy Halloween.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Monster mash!
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, one in five people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
One in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids for the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
With Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
It's 8 p.m. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Penny Fines. I'm so out of whack today. The last one was Can't You Tell It's True by iconic Scotland group Another Sunny Day. This is In My World by Lunchbox. They are from California. Finally, some American music.